The northbound A train has just pulled into the 155th Street station at the top edge of Harlem. From here, it's only a 5-minute walk before you arrive at the Triple Nickel, 555 Edgecombe Avenue. It looks like an average apartment building on the outside, but Count Basie used to call this place his home. And today, just like every Sunday, jazz fans have come from around the world to experience the best-kept secret in the New York jazz scene, Marjorie Elliott's Parlor Jazz. For the last 25 years straight, without taking a week off, Marjorie Elliott has invited people into her home for an afternoon of live jazz performances. Up on the third floor of the building, people patiently wait for Marjorie's door to open at 3 o'clock. Right on time, the door swung open, and Marjorie personally greeted everyone as they walked in. The ones that had called ahead had seats reserved for them, with their names beautifully written on each one. If you hadn't been paying attention, you may have missed Marjorie silently entering the room and sitting down at her piano. There was no fanfare, no grand entrance, she just started playing and the music spoke for itself. She was joined by trumpeter Koichi Yoshihara for the opening number. The performers explored a poetic spoken word piece that evoked many emotions.
The truth of my earthly mission to spreadeth before me.
Another musician on the team was Cedric Chacoun, who played tenor sax, clarinet, and flute. He's been a part of Parlor Jazz since 1999.
Marjorie came and sat right by me. We just enjoyed the concert together, sitting side by side. She pointed to the case and she said, "Can you play these things?" Said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, the next solo is for you."
Halfway through the 2-hour performance, trays of snacks and glasses of juice were passed around for all of the guests. And finally, everything culminated in a rousing rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In, which brought the 3 musicians and 2 vocalists all out together. The playing at Marjorie's isn't anything that would sell out Carnegie Hall, but that's the point. It's not about racing through solos to prove that you're better than anyone. It's just about real people, playing real music, and having a real good time. You may be wondering where Marjorie's voice is in this story. When I called her up earlier that week, she wasn't thrilled about the idea of an interview. I spent the next few nights trying to figure out why. The answer didn't occur to me until I was there in person, seeing her run the show. That's when I realized that Parlor Jazz isn't about Marjorie. It's never been about Marjorie. It was the way she quietly entered the room and began playing, as if she didn't have an audience. It was the way she beautifully comped for everyone's solos, but never took one for herself. It was her providing snacks and drinks for all the people that she invited into her own home, and only suggesting small donations in return. It was about getting people together, making music, making memories, and making friends. Next Sunday, when she opens her door once again at 3 o'clock, the faces in the room will have changed, but the spirit and the energy that she brings to the performance will always stay the same. So you see, Parlor Jazz has never been about Marjorie. She's just there to make it happen. For Jazz FM 91, I'm Warren Schlody.